Kalpana Sharma is a Mumbai-based independent journalist. She's currently a visiting professor at UC Berkeley, though. I'm curious to know how Modi's victory is resonating with Indians in the U.S. What have you seen?
Well, I think there's a variety of reactions depending on, first of all, who these Indians are, what their backgrounds are. So the impression I get is there are three distinct strands. If you speak to, you know, say the faculty and people here at Berkeley, they would largely be liberal and I think a little alarmed at what has happened in India. I think nobody expected that they would come in with such a huge majority. If you speak to the business community and possibly to the techies in Silicon Valley, they have largely been Modi supporters and they have bought into his rhetoric about development and how he's going to transform India and make it business friendly, et cetera, et cetera. And so the few people I've spoken to in UCLA, the Indian business community in Los Angeles, they largely believe that Modi will be a very good thing for India. And the third lot are people who came much earlier, working class people, you know, like the taxi drivers in Berkeley, many of whom are from Punjab. And the conversations I've had with them are very interesting because they are disillusioned with the Congress. They don't like the party that rules Punjab. And they certainly do not like Modi.
This was the most decisive victory in India in almost 30 years. I mean, we heard a lot about the American-style campaigning that took place in this election. Was the influence of U.S. electioneering and media coverage, was that evident to you?
I think so, and the amount of money that was spent, certainly. And the BJP's decision to project Modi as the prime ministerial candidate, very unusual. We've not had that before to this extent. And the way in which they use the media and the way they spent that money is certainly very close to the way things are done here in the United States. And I think we will see maybe more of this sort of personality-driven politics now in India than we've had before.
Yeah, what's your take on that? Because a lot of money and heavy media coverage has been deeply criticized in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has turned the election. I mean, there's no question. If you have, you know, video vans and Mr. Modi appearing as a hologram in places, this is all sort of a wow factor, you know, and I think a lot of ordinary people have been taken in with his presence everywhere.
What's that hologram all about? I mean, he went out on the campaign trail with a hologram.
Yeah, meaning that it's sort of he appeared virtually at meetings where he couldn't appear in person.
Wow. Well, India's one step ahead of the United States on that.
Yes,
I haven't seen any
absolutely.
Hologram candidates yet.
You might follow in our footsteps in the future.
So there's still the stain of the 2002 massacre in Gujarat when thousands of Muslims were killed, and the fact that Narendra Modi's been associated with that violence since he was chief minister of Gujarat. That's not hurt his popularity, apparently. How did that play with Indians here in the United States from what you've heard?
Again, as I said, these two strands are very distinct. I mean, there is a very strong strand of people who are very critical of Modi. There are people who have campaigned to keep Modi away from the United States so that U.S. government has denied him a visa all these years. But the business community and a large part of the other NRI community, I think, feels that that's the past and that he will change, and he has changed. I'm personally very skeptical that people don't change their ideology so easily. He's just camouflaged his other side and projected more this business-friendly development side. But the true colors of Modi, I think, remain the same.
Kalpana, for non-Indians in the United States, has the Indian election generally been a conversation stopper or a starter for you?
In the United States, the Indian election has been virtually a non-event, which is really surprising. I mean, 815 million people go to vote in a country like India, and there's very little talk about it here in the U.S., very little in the media. It has truly surprised me because, you know, whatever it is, it's an enormous world event that ought to have been heeded much more closely.
Kalpana Sharma from Mumbai, currently a visiting professor at UC Berkeley. Thanks for your time indeed.
Thank you.